Mr. President, Prime Minister Trudeau.
Yes.
Ready?
Hello?
President.
Mr. Prime Minister.
I'm just following up on our conversation.
Yes, sir.
Of Thursday, we took a decision last night, and what we decided really was to postpone any decision to withdraw. We feel that we don't feel too effective now, but we don't want to rock the boat. We think that by staying another couple of months and not mentioning any withdrawal at this time, that things might improve, and hopefully we'd find ourselves more useful. But by the end of May, we could take another look at it. I hope that will at least...
Well, I'm most grateful, and let me say that I just met with Kissinger and I were talking this morning and looking at the facts, and while we can't be too sanguine about it, it is of course encouraging that they have come through now on the complete release of all the POWs. All of our forces will be out. The number of incidents continues to go down. I mean, there's still incidents, but what I mean is that it's moving in a direction that is somewhat more positive, although I will be very candid with you, nobody can be sure. What really counts here is whether the North Vietnamese determine in their own minds they want to have try to turn toward building their own economy and so forth and pay the price, which means quit fooling around other places, or whether they want to continue the war. And that's something that if they move in that direction, then I wouldn't ask you to stay on.
Right. Well, I think all we can do is wait a while. Certainly all our reports now, both military and people from our side, are that we're really performing a hopeless job, and there's some pressure to pull out. But I think that by just saying, well, look, we don't want to scuttle the chances, even if they're very, very slim, let's take a couple of months to look at it. And
another thing that I think I should tell you, too, the symbolism of your not moving now, I think, is very important. It will not just have a crushing effect. And if you take in a couple of months, the air will be clear. And if it's clear, then say thank you very much, but we'll have to find some other way to force the agreement.
Right.
So we understand that. But I think that right now the symbolism of your delaying it is going to be extremely helpful, and I am very grateful.
Oh, I'm glad, because the other option would have been to give 3 months' notice. It would have sort of said, well, the thing is not working.
That's right, and we're going to get out and so forth. No, I think that you're doing this as a very statesmanlike thing, and I'm most grateful.
Oh, good. Well, I hope things will improve for everybody concerned, but if they we'll consult the...
Let me say that I know that your interests are the same. You know, whether during the years of this long, difficult war, we've all had different ideas as to how to get it over, but now that we've at least got it tamped down to this point, we can try to play as constructive a role as we can in bringing an uneasy peace to the area. We should play it. If it won't work, why, we won't play it.
Well, quite frankly, I think that's the strongest argument, Mr. President.
Right.
Canadian public opinion has been pretty critical
of
the war, and we've always said we should end it by negotiation.
Sure.
Now that you have negotiated, I think we sort of owe it to ourselves to be consistent and say, let's give the negotiations a chance, and that's really what we're doing.
Let me say, just speaking in another part, I know this is not, it's not going to be helpful to you politically, it'll hurt you politically, but whatever that's worth. But on the other hand, looking at Canada and its place and role in the world, I think it's recognizing the chances of its working may not look as good now. If it does, I mean, you can take, Canada playing a major role in something like this, I think it's good for the, if I may say so, for Canada to do it, rather than to say, well, we'll check out and sit on the sidelines, let other people try.
That's quite true.
You see, you're in a very important position here, because you're the only country everybody wants in the deal.
And had we pulled out now on the thing really blown up, then they would have said it's kind of our fault.
Yeah, even though other factors would have blown it up anyway.
We have no, quite frankly, no better route use for our troops at home now.
Yeah.
No marginal utility. Well, anyhow, I'm glad that this at least will gain all of us some time. Let's hope it will work better when we look at it in a couple of months.
And we'll continue, as I told you, confidence that we'll continue to work with our Chinese. Chinese, the Russians, the DRV, and the South Vietnamese. We'll play every role we can, and hoping that that may something about. We will remember your move here. It's very important, and I'm very grateful.
Good. We'll be announcing at my house at 2 o'clock if.
Good. And you can
I'll refer to this phone call. I may refer to if press.
No, you can if you like. If unless you think it would be harmful, you could just say you've informed me and that I am grateful and.
What I have said thus far is that sure the United States asked us to stay, but other countries asked to come.
That's right.
Better not to.
Right.
You were sensitive to that yourself to make it look as though you're really asking us for a great favor. Then we'll be blamed for the wrong reason.
Okay. Whatever you want, though, you're welcome to say it or not. Whatever.
Appreciate that.
Don't hurt. Either way.
Thank you very much.